Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. In our last episode, you may recall Max Baucus laid an egg with the Baucus bill out of the Senate Finance Committee. And even though President Obama tried to seize the initiative on health care reform over the weekend, the action still is in the Senate. As this bill comes into focus in the Senate, Todd, how many amendments are we looking at here?
Oh, we got a grand total, John, 564 in the Finance Committee.
Holy moly. So how does that track where this bill is headed this week?
I have never, ever seen a markup with this many amendments on it. I'm not sure anyone has. So you mentioned that Max Baucus laid an egg, John, and that's not a bad description. This markup this week will determine whether the Senate, you know, will swallow a hard-boiled egg or maybe a fried egg. Maybe something totally deviled. I mean, they're basically, to extend the metaphor, if you'll forgive me, they're going to change this bill a lot, and it's going to have to change. And the whole point of this gigantic markup, which normally, you know, this is the sausage making of legislation. We don't usually pay much attention to markups. We pay attention to bills when they reach the floor, you know?
Right.
But this bill is so big and so important, and everybody's paying so much attention to it, that this is going to be a packed session of legislative paper passing and legislative sausage making. You know, 564 amendments. Look for things from the liberals, from like Jay Rockefeller, from John Kerry, striking that co-op, get it out of there, give us a public option, lower the amount of financial commitment that middle-income people have to pay. Look for lots of amendments from Grassley and the conservatives, no more fees on drug makers, no more fees on health insurance. They wouldn't mind getting rid of the co-op either. This is going to be the roadmap to tell you whether or not this bill has a chance of grabbing one or two Republicans. Olympia Snowe, will she vote for this coming out of committee? It'll tell you if this bill has any chance of ever getting to 60, or if the Democrats are going to have to go that notorious reconciliation route, which is 50 votes, which is a very, very difficult situation, blowing up a lot of relationships in the Senate.
Well, from metaphorical eggs to metaphorical sausages there, Todd Zwillick, thanks so much. What we want to do is have you look through the 564 amendments and see if there are any hand grenades in there designed to actually scuttle the bill entirely. We'll talk to you about that maybe tomorrow. Todd Zwillick, of course, Takeaway Washington correspondent in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.